It would appear when it comes to holidays, and I gather if you worked in the holiday world now, you know the way we went through a phase where everybody did their own booking, and I gather now we're going back to the tour operators in our droves, and they are run off their feet at the moment. But when it comes to holidays, people are trading excess and indulgence for well-being and mindfulness. According to Lonely Planet, wellness tourism is the fastest growing sector in travel, and with me in studio is Madeleine Boughton, a freelance arts and communications advisor who's just back from a wellness break. Before we go down to your experience, what is wellness tourism?
Well, it is travel for the purposes of promoting your health and well-being. So whether that's through spiritual, psychological or physical activity. So it also depends on how you would define that and what you're looking for. So it could be like a detox weekend where you're looking at your food habits, or it could be hiking or surfing, or like myself and my pal decided to do, we decided to go down the yoga and meditation route. So,
well, if you talk about hiking and stuff, I think an awful lot of us have done those kinds of things, but we didn't call it wellness.
No, I think what the hiking ones are about being out with nature and being able to go for walks
and enjoy yourself.
Exactly, and enjoy yourself. And I suppose that's what appealed to myself and my pal when we were looking for a retreat. We wanted to get that balance. We didn't want something that was really Spartan and severe. We wanted something that combined yoga with a little bit of nature and nice food. So it did feel like it was going to be an enjoyable experience rather than being something that we felt we had to do.
Punishing yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
A little bit of penance.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you went within Ireland.
Yes, we did.
Down the west.
We did. I mean, there are loads of options to choose from, and you can do ones there in Ireland or abroad. So there's lots of things like the beautiful Dóigean Bára one down in West Cork. There's Ardnahu in Leitrim. There's the Galway Delphi Resort. But the one that we opted for was the Cliffs of Moher Wellness Retreat Centre, which had been recommended to us by our yoga teacher, NASA. And it is a combination of things that appealed to us. It was the fact that it's in this beautiful location, that you get this yoga experience, and that also you have the opportunity to do a beautiful walk around the Cliffs of Moher. So it was a combination of things that made us decide to go to the Cliffs of Moher.
Right. And how did it all pan out?
It was amazing. Now, I have to say, we booked it earlier in the year when we thought, let's do something. Myself and my pal wanted to go away for the weekend. And I sort of forgot about it until Christmas. And then around Christmas, we realised, oh, we're going in January. And by the time it came around, we were really delighted. It was something to look forward to, because after all the excesses of Christmas, you're thinking, this is exactly what we need to sort of get us started for the beginning of the year.
So you drove from Clare?
We drove from Dublin
to
Clare in time to the first to sort of check in, and the first yoga class was at 6 o'clock that evening. So I would describe myself as a yoga novice. I've only done a year of it. So you're thinking, okay, first yoga class, 6 o'clock on Friday evening, which is a bit daunting. But actually, it was really lovely. There was a group of about 25 of us, and you gather in the studio and you sort of do a little introductory session, and then you do a very gentle yoga class with the promise of a lovely dinner at 8 o'clock. So that sort of gets you through the first hour and a half of yoga.
Vegan, I presume?
It was vegetarian, actually.
Right.
And I would say the...
Yes.
I know, given the discussions this morning. The Cliffs of Moher, they pride themselves on a lot of their food is cooked locally, grown locally. So it's the whole experience, really. It's your yoga, it's your relaxation, it's your food, and it's your walking. So it's the whole experience,
right,
really.
And your wine?
Actually, no, it's a dry facility. Now,
right.
I have to say, there were chats in the car going down saying, will we just smuggle in a bottle of wine? But we decided, no, we were going to go with the whole experience, and we didn't do that. And actually, you didn't need to do that, because you're sort of in the zone, really, when you're there. You know?
So, lovely dinner.
Beautiful dinner. And then a 7:30 start for yoga on Saturday morning, which again is rather daunting when you've just driven down from Dublin. But up you get, you go to your yoga class. And again, what I would say about this particular retreat centre is the studio is beautiful. You are overlooking the ocean. That helps a lot. So when you're in a yoga class of 25 people and doing yoga at 7:30 in the morning, the being able to see the sun come up really made a big difference. And then you have your lovely breakfast after that, and then off
what
you go.
What did you have for your breakfast?
Actually, the food, I have to say, when we at the end of the retreat were all talking about what was our highlights, everybody was talking about their bits and pieces, food featured highly amongst people's highlights, as well as the yoga, as well as the walking and the sense of balance between yoga and nature.
So after you had your brekkie, then you went for a walk?
Off we went for our 3-hour walk along the beautiful cliffs of Moher Coastal Path. And again, people could walk in pairs or walk with pals and have chats or not. The whole vibe, I suppose, that we found around the Cliffs of Moher is that there's no expectation that you have to make new friends, that you have to be chatting or that you have to... It's very much...
Yeah, because a lot of people would find that...
Daunting. Exactly. Yeah. Not everybody wants to go away for 3 days and make new friends. But the whole mood that there was a fantastic facilitator, Dervla Glynn, who set up this lovely atmosphere over the weekend where you could chat if you wanted to chat, or you didn't if you didn't want to.
So, and typically, who would... Oh, give me a profile of who was there.
Again, a very mixed group. Everything from a mum and her 2 daughters, one of whom was celebrating her 18th birthday by being down here. 2 pals who hadn't spent a lot of time together and wanted to hang out together. A guy who was giving it as a Christmas present. Some people who just came down on their own but had been here before and wanted to come back. So a very mixed group of people.
And the age range?
Again, I'd say from the lovely 18-year-old who celebrated her birthday to, I'd say, early 60s.
Right.
And a mixed range of abilities as well, from novices like me to much more experienced practitioners.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much. That's just a sample of things that people can do. I mean, you can go walking, you can go riding, you can go swimming, you can do all sorts of holidays all over the place. So thank you very, very much indeed for that, Madeline. I just have to tell you who won the lyrics, and it is Jerry Davey of Raff Edmund in County Sligo. Congratulations to you. I hope you have a ball. I was only joking. Baby Jane and sailing. And that's all we have time for today. And we're sailing away ourselves on sound today. Mark McGrath. The researchers were Lisa McGough and Rachel Breslin. Broadcasting coordinator Brian Moss. Today's producer, sorry, there's been a meltdown of things here and stuff are coming in, some of it handwritten. excuse me. Today's producer is the series producer, Margaret Carley, and we'll be back with you tomorrow at the same time. Hope you can join us then. And until then, from all of us here, a very good day to you.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTÉ.